Welcome to today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis, and today I'm joined by my dad's assistant of 20 years or a little more, Angela Seip. Angela, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's great to see the sun today.
And Angela, today we're here to talk about prayer, and also you have a couple boys, and to talk about praying for your kids and how to do that. And I think about one of the things I've heard Dad say a few times on Front Porch Talks, and that's a saying that you have outside your office, and that says, have you prayed about it as much as you've talked about it?
Mm-hmm.
And so I know prayer is very important to you and a big part of your life. So just start out, any thoughts that you have about prayer or praying for your kids or just however you want to start.
Okay, Grayson, thank you for having me on today. In preparation of my heart and my mind about today's conversation, I really just asked the Lord to help me to remember my day-to-day life habits. And to me, prayer is life. It's like breathing. It's not something that I prepare for. It's a loving conversation with my Lord. And today, yes, we're going to talk about how praying for my own children has impacted my life and how my parents and grandparents' prayer legacy has affected my life.
And Angela, I can speak to coming from a praying family also. Both of my parents taught me to pray at an early age, and I know my grandparents were people of prayer also, and so they kind of passed that down. And I remember my grandfather praying for me, even in his last days, praying a blessing over me. And so prayer, like you said, it's not just something you do. It becomes a lifestyle, especially for people of Christ.
You know, Grayson, it's true. And you and I have been very blessed to have lived in homes where our parents and our grandparents took it to heart to give us a spiritual inheritance. And my parents and grandparents both prayed about everything, didn't do anything without praying. And even though my family broke up in 1976, my parents and everyone continued to pray over my brother and I. And I've had many conversations with your dad about his spiritual inheritance and his granny and your great-grandmother and just praying over everything, not just when you need the Lord, because as humans, we are just not put together strong enough on our own to do it ourselves, especially in parenting. If you don't mind, Grayson, I think I'll just slip back to when I chose to become a parent. I was concerned that me being basically a shy person, I always grew up very quiet and shy, and I thought, Lord, I don't know if I'm strong enough to raise children, but at the same time, I felt it was what I was supposed to do. And if God would allow me to be a biological mother, to have children, that I would honor him, to raise children in my home, to pray, to be prayed for, to look to God in every aspect of my and their life. And then he gave me two boys, and that was really funny. I knew that I was going to need to increase my prayer life for sure. So my husband and I, when we had our first boy and started looking to literature or some more guidance, not only to family, of course, but I came across this book in a Bible study that I started reading. It was called Power of a Praying Wife by Stormy Martian. And it changed my life so much in my marriage that I looked for something similar as far as being a parent. And I knew to pray for my children, but I wanted to be specific. I knew my God well enough to know that I wanted to be specific with him. And so I came across Power of a Praying Parent by Stormy Martian. And that just, with her, she was not raised by spiritual parents. She actually had a very tough childhood. and had others to look to for a spiritual inheritance. And I want to read something that really impacted me from that book. And she also has one, Power of a Praying Parent for Adult Children. But this is what Stormy O'Martian says. God gives us a way to leave our children an inheritance that is spiritual. And this spiritual inheritance is more important than a monetary inheritance. They can start receiving their spiritual inheritance right away. So if you're not able to leave your children much in the way of inheritance that is deposited into a bank, don't worry, because you can leave them a spiritual inheritance that will last their entire lifetime on earth. A spiritual inheritance is a legacy of good character, integrity, love, a good name, freedom from bondage, and blessings from God. In other words, your children will be more likely to inherit themselves and what they have seen modeled in you. That's where my husband and I, as parents, just every day, even now, we have a 24-year-old and a 16-year-old, and we do not want to leave them unarmed. And our prayer is also that as they go into the world, that they will remember that their mom and dad took everything to God. Every little thing. I remember when one of my boys were small, I was laying in the bed and one of them was just coughing and just really had been sick. And I remember getting on my knees and I just looked up and I said, God, I can't help him and he is suffering. I need you. I need you to help him stop coughing so he can breathe and so he can sleep, not just for me, but I believe that you can. And you know, I'd never look to God as a lucky rabbit's foot, but God touched that child in the middle of the night. And there were just so many miraculous things that raising my children has just blessed me. And I would never want to dishonor God by not voicing those things whenever I had a chance. And a couple of things that have happened, both of my boys have had very personal testimonies of God's faithfulness and his miraculous touches. And I'm so thankful to say that they remember those things and that they can carry them into their future life. And as they pursue relationships and pursue raising a family, my husband and I also always felt that it was a huge responsibility to raise young people and now to raise sons, men of integrity in this world of so much dishonesty and lack of integrity. There needs to be men that are raised that will remember where their blessings come from and to lead their homes, their wives, their children. And I know that you feel that way too, growing up in your home.
Yeah, I think it's very important. I mean, I help out with the youth at church, and I think it's very important to, whether it be you investing in your kids or whether it be you investing in the next generation or the younger generation, just to be an influence on them and a godly example to them, to let them know that no matter the pressures around them or the struggles, that there are still people that love God and want to do things the right way and still look to God and trust him. And the best way to do that is through prayer and teaching them how to pray. So whether that be your own kids or other kids that you have influence on, I think that's very important and something I was taught and something I'm trying to continue with the guys in our youth group that I have influence over.
And I'm so glad you're in there doing that, Grayson. Because if anyone can lead them, you certainly can. There's a few scriptures that I always go back to. James is one of my books in the Bible that I go back to. It is just so black and white for me, and that's how I actually, my personality, my strength, I'm much better with just to the point. And the Bible says in James 5:16, says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. God's word is our weapon. And I don't know how many times prayer is listed. I know that prayer is always insinuated in the Bible, no matter what the subject or the story is. But there are so many things in this book that have helped me read specific prayers in times of trouble. Just getting on my knees when I just felt so helpless at times, that especially my sons, if they were in a dark place or I didn't feel equipped or educated to know how to lead them, I knew that God could, or He would show us how to lead them. I knew that I didn't have to be anxious all the time or paralyzed with fear, that I could give it to God, and it was so freeing, and I needed that. Someone like me who was not confident or comfortable in situations that allowed me to have fear, I knew that I would have to turn to God, and I knew that I didn't have to do it by myself, that I didn't have to live in fear, that God gave me those children for a reason. Even today, I feel a responsibility to my own friends. And I have this one dear friend who adopted two small children. And I know that she and her husband prayed for that love for children, no matter where those children came from. And I have been so blessed to watch that. And I have been immensely blessed to see God answering prayer in so many lives, of especially our church family and our staff. And I just can't tell you, Grayson, how full and rich my life is because of seeing God's faithfulness. And especially some of the staff members here who have had children who have gone through tough times, and whether it's health or just struggles, just to see how those children, who a lot of them are adults now, are just thriving. A lot of them in ministry, a lot of them have overcome health issues, and I just praise God for that opportunity. And you're one of those, Grayson. Now I get to share an office next to you.
Yeah, thank you, Angela. And I know not just in your household have you been a good example of prayer to your boys, but also to your coworkers here at the church, people knowing that if they need prayer, they can come to you.
Oh, yes.
And knowing that you will be faithful to pray for them, whatever their need may be, and just an example to all of us, to me, to other coworkers here at church. And I know it's appreciated. It might not always go said vocally that you're appreciated or not, but I know that it is, and we just thank you for that. And just what else do you have to say when it comes to prayer, or advice that you might have for people, whether they be new in their faith or just struggle to find time to pray, or with busy schedules? Just, I know it's important for all of us.
It is important, but we can be free in knowing that from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to bed at night, whispering prayers to our Lord, He hears us. That personal relationship and communication, it's what life is all about. I wanted to read one thing from this same book. I hate to keep harping on it, but it really is so helpful. It says, "Of course, Satan can do a lot of damage if we don't teach our children God's ways and God's word and help them to respect God's laws. And if we don't discipline them, guide them, and help them learn to make godly choices, the Bible tells us, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." And that's Proverbs 22:6. That's a call to responsibility. Even if we don't have biological children, there are so many wonderful people who mentor children and young people and even young adults. And it's very important for even those who have a gift of mentoring to speak into as prayer. And prayer is so freeing, Grayson, because we humanly can't change anything. And we can get overwhelmed and we can get discouraged when we feel like we can't physically change something or change somebody. But our God can, and we can do just as much for that person by praying for them. And no matter what it is, no matter what it is. Recently had another conversation with my adult son running a business, and he brought up a concern he had. And of course, you know, I was typical mom. I said, "Have you prayed about it?" And he said, "No, I need to pray more." And it was just another moment to interject that word pray. It's huge. It's a four-letter word that we can truly hang on to.
Certainly, prayer is very important, and certainly something that shouldn't be overlooked, or something that we shouldn't take lightly. And I think you mentioned this earlier in the program, that no matter what we're going through, good or bad, we should always be spending time in prayer and always be doing that on a regular, everyday basis, whether it be thanking God for everything He does for us, or whether it be coming to Him in hard times and times of trouble, or in times where we need advice or need to know what to do, like you mentioned with your adult son. I think prayer is important in every season of our life.
It has to be. It has to be. Jesus came to die for our sins, but He also came to go before the Father for us. I always picture Him in my mind just with His ear to me, waiting in love to hear what I have to say, what I have to ask, what I have to share with Him. Even though He's omnipotent and He knows, He wants to hear it personally from us. And that is very comforting. Without saying or even speaking a cliche phrase, it is extremely comforting to know that Jesus's ear is always open. And that's another thing, too, I think that praying for our children is listening to their very deepest needs and desires so that we can know what to pray for them. One conversation I had with my sons is that I wanted them to remember that they would not go to heaven or be free in Jesus on their mother's fear or their mother's faith. That they would have to take their own fears and live on their own faith to Jesus. And that brings me back to myself. And I've told my husband many times, I have to remember that my children, our children, anyone's children, are not God's grandchildren. They are God's children also. And that He died for them. There was no lineup there that He gets to me first. They're right there side by side. They are our brothers and sisters in Christ too. And for them to be strong in their own faith. And praying for mates. I know, again, your father and I have had conversations in the past of praying for mates for our children, even as you all were young children, you know, praying for lifetime mates or companions and friends that would uplift you in faith and be friends in faith, whatever that might look like, but that it would be positive.
And that's all good advice, Angela. Certainly, when it comes to our future, we can choose either fear or choose faith. And one of the best ways to help us choose faith is to pray about the future, whether it be our kids, our friends, our neighbors, whoever it might be, just praying and trusting God for the future. And I remember a saying one time that Dad said, he asked my grandmother, he was saying, he didn't know what to pray, or he had been praying and didn't know what else to pray, and asked my grandmother, what do you do when you can't pray? And she said, oh, that's the easiest thing. When you can't pray, you just trust. And I think that's a great thing that we know. And like you said, God's always listening, and He knows, without us even speaking words, He knows what's on our heart. He knows what's on our mind, and He knows what's best for us. And the Bible even says that we have an advocate who prays for us on our behalf to the Father. And so I think that's very reassuring and should give us hope today to know that we have the Holy Spirit that lives within us who is, you know, praying on our behalf. It says in moans and groans that we don't even understand and don't even know about. So can just trust Him at all times. And sometimes when we feel like we've prayed all the prayers we can pray, we just continue to trust Him and rely on Him and just take things day by day and not worry about the future. The Bible says, for today has enough worries of its own. So I think we just have to live for today and trust Him with our future.
I agree with that, Grayson. And even as a mother, seasons that you watch your children go through, and you probably know yourself too, your children and we all are going to go through seasons in our life that are difficult. But the key word is season, and to just, like you said, to trust and to remember that. Have you heard the sentence, it's not a bad life, it's just a bad day? I really like that for weird reasons. I know it sounds weird, but I feel like just when you're praying for someone, to not only pray for their circumstances to get better, but to pray that they also would trust strongly, that they would learn that it might just be a bad day, and to wait to see what God has for us. And recently I had a conversation several years ago. This dear couple had just had a baby, and I struggled with gifts to get them, and I really wanted to get something meaningful because I'm very sentimental. So I picked up this Power of Praying Parent in a calendar form. And so I stuck it in their gift bag, and I had taken some food. And, you know, I never gave it another thought, Grayson. And I'm not testifying this in a sense that I don't want glory to myself. I want to give glory to what God had laid on my heart. The last 2 weeks, that mother messaged me personally and took a picture of that calendar. She has had it on her desk. And she said she's used it every day of that child's life, and that child is in elementary school. And I just can't tell you how much that meant to me. Not only that she was able to use that and it had blessed her life, but that God had allowed me to be used to help that young mother. I just wanted to mention that, how much that meant to me.
That's a great example of just obeying Christ and what might seem like a small thing or just something that we think, you know, we take for granted sometimes, just giving a small gift to somebody or a small word of encouragement. And I really like that saying that you said about it's not a bad life, just a bad day. It reminds me of a Bible verse that says that sorrow may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Praise the Lord.
And this life will not last forever. It's small when in comparison to eternity. And so we just need to know that if we just trust God and live our lives one day at a time, that one day we are promised as Christians eternal life in heaven one day with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I think that's something worth striving for, and something that we shouldn't just keep to ourselves, but we should share with others around us, share the good news of the gospel, and just share the power of prayer, what impact that's had on our own lives as believers, and what he's done for us through the power of prayer, and how he's answered prayers. Like I said, maybe not always in the way that we would want him to, but maybe down the road, we see why we went through certain things. And I'm thinking about something that Pastor Adrian, the youth pastor here at our church, said recently in a message, where he doesn't always promise that, you know, we'll go through hard times and we'll go through difficult things. We're not always promised happiness. We're not always promised joy. But if we trust him in our circumstances, he will get glory through our lives, through our circumstances, if we just trust him and obey him.
In everything.
Well, Angela, I appreciate you joining me on today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks and talking about a very important topic, and a topic me and Dad talk about a lot here on Front Porch Talks, because it's very important to us and a very big part of our life, and that's prayer. And specifically today, you were focusing on praying for your kids. And would you just mind wrapping up our program, just praying, whether it be your kids or, you know, kids of other people, or praying for parents that might be listening to this program, or grandparents, and just praying that we will trust God with those in our lives, whether they be Christians or non-Christians, just whatever's on your heart, Angela.
Yes. Let's pray. Lord Heavenly Father, this time with Grayson has been very special to open my heart back up to things of you that you've spoken to me over the years, and just led me through, Lord. I appreciate that opportunity to be able to do that, Lord, and to dig back into prayers and scripture that have carried me through motherhood. Lord, there may be someone today that's listening to us, Lord Jesus, that may be blessed by something that has been said. And Lord, it's not about me, not about Grayson, Lord, but about you and glorifying your name and the richness of life that you give us, Jesus, through a personal relationship. I pray, Lord, if there is a parent right now that's listening who has struggled with letting go and letting God, I pray, Lord, you would give them the strength to continue to pray for their child or whoever they may be caring for, Lord, even a mentor, Jesus. I pray that you would give that person, that parent, the strength to continue to look to you, to pull you into every aspect of the parenting and the mentoring part, Lord Jesus, to let them know that you've got it, that you created that child or that person that they're caring for a reason, that your plan for their life is your plan for their life, Lord. I pray, Lord, that there may be a young mother out there who is struggling with something that may be an illness or a behavioral problem, Lord, that they're paralyzed with fear, they're paralyzed with concern. I pray, Lord, that you would give them also the freedom to know that if they give it to you, Jesus, that again, you would work it out for your good, for your glory, that the child would be even better off in your care, and that no parent does a child any good by being paralyzed in fear. We must be free in our prayers. We must have freedom in Jesus in all aspects of our life, and especially as parents. I pray, Lord, that if there is a parent or a grandparent listening today that may be dealing with guilt, that they were not the praying person that they could or should have been, I pray, Lord, you would relieve them of that guilt and know that they can pick up that prayer life right now, as of today, that they can pray for their family, Lord, that you're listening, that you're still interested, that you are not a God of judgment, but a God of forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for this time that Grace and I had together today. I pray, Lord, that you would watch over him, continue to be with him, bless the ministry that he is in charge of here. And I pray, Lord, that all these things would be asked in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Angela, for joining me. And we pray that today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks has been a half hour of hope for your life. May God bless.
I pray love for the one who has become my enemy. I pray good to come upon the very one rejecting me. I pray blessings on the one who cursed and threw me away. Though I was used, oh Lord, I choose to pray. Not by myself, not by my power, not by my strength, only by clinging to you, Lord. These prayers I make in my devastating loss, I hold tighter to your cross. By your Spirit,
today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks is sponsored by Sunshine Ministries.